pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Danny Show. It's been a very busy couple of weeks.
So what do you guys do when season runs down?
Well, we had Elite Eight. We've got hockey coming in. We got the Husker baseball team leading the Big 12. We've got the NCAA tournament going on. We've got the tournament challenge. And I want to remind you, because I don't think we've touched on it a whole lot this week, that if you are towards the top, in fact, if you're on that first page of the leaderboard of the Doug and Taddy tournament challenge, you're going to want to get signed up to be an ESPN super fan if you haven't done so already. That's the only way that we can get your prizes to you. So go to ESPNSuperStation.com if you have not done so already. Click on the Super Fan Club. Just takes a minute or two, and basically all it is so we have information to get it to you. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperStation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Coming up on the show today, Tri-City Storm head coach and general manager Bliss Littler. We're going to talk spring football with Paul Merkowitz at Hastings College, and we're going to talk baseball with UNK's Damon Day. Kind of a unique situation, I think, this weekend coming up for the Lopers. They're starting to play better baseball. They've won 9 out of their last 12 after struggling early. But one of the teams they didn't struggle against was first week or two of the season, Metro State. They took 2 or 3 from them. It was non-conference action. And now Metro's ranked 9th in the country at 27-5, with 2 of those losses coming to the Lopers. We'll talk with Damon in the last half of the show today.
Also came up, one of our salespeople came up with 4 tickets to the Nebraska baseball game tonight that we'll be giving away tonight. Sponsored by Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. So if you're interested in heading to Lincoln to the baseball game, opportunity to head to Lincoln. Check out the Huskers.
So Texas Tech comes in. We had Coach Larry Hayes on the show yesterday, so we're giving away hockey tickets for tonight, where you could be the 1 millionth fan, and tomorrow, where you could be the 1 million and 1 fan. And we're also going to be giving away Texas Tech baseball tickets and a lot more going on the program today.
Doug, that's really not the big story, though. It's really not the big story. When you're looking at the overall picture.
I was shocked. I was absolutely, positively shocked. I mean, I did not have Ohio State in my NIT bracket. I just didn't. I didn't have Massachusetts. I didn't have Ohio State.
And boom went the dynamite last night. Boom went the dynamite for Ohio State. No, that wasn't what I was referring to. That was referring to what many people thought would be impossible. Many people thought what a parlay it would have been in Vegas to have the Royals sweep the Tigers.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly
but
time.
Folks, it has happened. For the third straight day. How many times did we get the peanut butter jelly up 3 straight times last year?
0. 2? I don't know.
Wasn't very many.
No.
Especially during the week. Every once in a while they might piece something together over the weekend. But the Royals, the best team in all the land record-wise in Major League Baseball, 3-0. They did go 9-0, which I still find shocking, in 2003. You could have said 1983, and that would have been more believable. But that's the only time they've got off to a better start in the last 28 years.
Well, now our friend Harold says, well, they'll win 58 games the rest of the year. Just accept it. That's what's going to happen. 61, 101. That's what they're going to be. So just accept it. They won 3 early. I don't know why you guys keep going on this. Well, relax. Let us be happy
right.
for 3 days.
You have to
days.
Enjoy the few moments that are Royals victories. So the Royals continue their 6-game road swing to start the season at Minnesota tonight. Pregame at 6:35, first pitch at 7:10, and then the home opener Tuesday against the hated Yankees, who did win yesterday. Also the Cubs winning their first game of the year yesterday, Chicago beating Milwaukee 6-3, and already some predictions rolling in that the Cubs will now go 160-2.
Yeah, that's interesting. Cubs fans not happy the first 2 days, but now they're ecstatic and back in the World Series chase.
Well, yeah. Detroit out, Cubs in. That's and Cleveland got beat yesterday by the White Sox to get on the board. Yes! And so Cleveland now trails the Royals by a game in the American League Central. So we'll keep an eye on the Royals and what it would be if Monday 6-0.
Oh, what it would be.
Exactly. Well, the Tri-City Storm getting ready to wrap up the season this weekend. Tonight they will be taking on Lincoln. Tomorrow night they will be taking on Sioux Falls. And tonight, of course, the huge event. I mean, Chuck-a-Puck, huge tomorrow. That's huge, Chuck-a-Puck. Are you going to be at center ice for Chuck-a-Puck?
I'm just glad you said that correctly. That's good, Derek, right there with the sound effects. Very nice.
You like that?
Start this over. I like to hear that first deal.
You like... Tri-City Storm take on Lincoln tonight. The 1,000,000th fan will be walking through the doors. Anyone with a ticket to tonight's game is eligible to become the 1,000,000th fan. Each person will have to register at a designated table on the concourse tonight. The 1,000,000th fan will then be randomly selected from the registrations. Viero, the Nebraska Lottery, Crossroads Ford, First Tier Bank have put together an exciting prize package for that fan. Included in the package is a Rocky Mountain vacation with Rockies tickets, a $500 gas card, a Viero phone package, 100 Nebraska Lottery scratch tickets, and not only the earned interest on $1 million a day, courtesy of First Tier Bank, but a pair of season tickets to the Storm next season. That's all coming up tonight for the 1,000,000th fan. And in studio to talk about the large promotion and the season as it comes to an end, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Bliss Littler. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Where do you want to start?
Well, fire away.
Well, let's start with the promotion tonight. You've been here for, I guess, what would be considered the second half of this term since the Storm has come to town. And the fan support has always been very strong, and I don't think we have to sugarcoat it. It hasn't been as strong this year, but obviously there's probably some reasons for that. And but there is a core base of fans, and was it last week, Derek, over 3,000? Last time the Storm
we had over 3,000.
Over 3,000. So when there isn't 150,000 things going on, people still love to come to the Storm, and this will be a great way to at least celebrate the last 7 years here in the Tri-Cities.
Well, I'm going to correct you.
Eight years.
And I guess the first year is kind of only a half year where most of the games are played kind of like this year after the first year. But, boy, if when Greg Shea had the vision, I guess, or the gumption to tell Ted Bear that, hey, let's put a team in central Nebraska. At that time, I think if he would have told Ted that, hey, we're going to do 1,000,000 fans in the first 8 years, I think most people would, okay, I'll take it, sold, we'll do it. But I also think a lot of people, when they first put a team here, scratch their head saying, hey, there's not a lot of people out that way. That we're attendance, yeah, it is down a little bit, but, we're under 500, and we're still 2,800 a night. That and that's obviously we draw from it's Tri-City Storm. It's more than Kearney, but Kearney's what 27,000. And what sports franchise draws 10% of the population? I challenge you to find them out there. That 10% of the population, it's unheard of. And obviously we need to get back into the threes to make this thing work better. But I think it's a huge testament to the hockey fans and just the casual fan that's out there. That the marketing people over the years have done a great job to get people interested in hockey, and I think that core group is definitely growing. That are going to be out there and support the team, win or lose. I think that group's grown, but and along the way, I think we've created a lot of casual fans.
Well, I'm one of those casual fans. Actually, the last time I was out there, I learned what the blue line was. So I'm coming around, Coach. I really am.
You thought that was the line to get your wristband and your beer.
Exactly. Daddy didn't get past that line a lot of times the first few years. Let's go on the ice, I guess, Bliss. I know injuries have been a part of it. Things didn't maybe gel like you had hoped, and that's going to happen in franchises. You don't want to hear that, but I guess this is one of those years. And as the season winds down here, I guess a recap from the general manager position, maybe even.
Well, I know you're not going to let me off the hook by just saying that without giving you. I guess I'm not everything that I can tell you to me as a coach. If a player's telling it to me, it sounds like an excuse. And I'm not in the excuse business. I'm in the results business. So I'll give you some challenges that we had. Obviously, playing 16 of 21 on the road is something that Jeff Cook has just flat out told me that him and Joel have spoken that won't happen again. That don't know why it happened. If it was something that we thought maybe you could get more people in the second half, I don't believe that. You know, you hear one thing from the league office, another thing from our office on what happened with that schedule. I just believe that a computer kicked the schedule out and it gave us bad dates. But, you know, we got through that. You know, we're third, fourth place, middle of January. And really, I think the big blow came right after the holidays when Jimmy Jensen, he had seven goals in 15 games, which those are Spirico and Billy Thomas type numbers. He decided he was a little lovesick and had a gal back home in Sweden that he needed to see a little more than he wanted to go to college. So, and that there, you just at that time of year, you've spent a lot of money on bringing the import in, and you know, you have about a week and a half to try steal somebody from another team that's an import, which is basically at this time of year, it's you just can't do it. To get a kid over here, you don't replace that type of player. And really, I think we still felt pretty good that we got through that busy schedule on the road, almost all taking care of almost the whole eastern side with the big road trips, with the exception, I think, of Green Bay, in good shape. I mean, I think with Coach Rudrud, just talked to him and say, hey, you know, we're in good shape here. You know, initially we talked, and we wouldn't say it at the time, but we said if we get to the holiday break, five games under 500, that might be something that's real good, just with that schedule. And, you know, we got through there, I think we're two games back, and felt pretty good about where we're at. But then the trading deadline came, we made one move, and boy, if I would have known what I know now, with the injuries, boy, you would have let the Lamoureux, the Hudsons, the Willards, you let those kids go and go out on top and try send them out to a place that have an opportunity. Just they've been such good warriors for us for 3 and 4 years that you'd let them, if they want the opportunity, you'd probably do that, and along the way you'd pick up some high draft picks for those kids or get some younger players. But basically the day after the trading deadline, we lost Jordan Van Gilder with a broken leg for the year. 2 days later, we played Cedar Rapids. And, boy, I mean, we've seen Cedar Rapids in here forever. And you don't think of them as a rough and tough team. You think of them as a very good team. And at that point, Anthony Schooley, a kid that we traded from Waterloo for, his shoulder comes out, done for the year. Jordan Willard, his shoulder comes out. He plays another week or so. He's done for the year. And, boy, the injuries just—they came, and these weren't little bumps and bruises. They were injuries that you can't play through, that you need surgery. And you know, we lost Phil Janan for the year. Tom Craig for the year. These were all forwards. And then with about a month left, we had a discipline issue with Ryan Peltoma, which was unfortunate. And it's basically you look at that, and we lost six of them there. And then you throw in Jimmy Jensen. Seven and we had a discipline issue early in the year with another player that we had to move, and nobody in the league would take him because of that issue. So we got money for him, but you know what? Joel can pay the light bill. I mean, he can pay the light bill. Jeff Cook's not asking. Hey, we're not late on the light bill. So that the money we get for the player, yeah, it's nice for your bottom line, but it's not nice for putting the puck in the net. So when you look back, that's eight players that we have nothing to show for, and only one of those kids comes back next year. The rest of them are moving on to college.
Now, but it's after the trading deadline, your roster's frozen, so there's no more you can't go out and get other people.
No, it's froze for the year. That once February 6th comes, you can't you can add a player February 6th, and he can come in later in the year and play for you. But if he's not on your roster that time, you're done. So obviously we're awful shorthanded. Everybody deals with injuries, and we've had injuries the past few years. But I mean, I remember 2 years ago in the playoffs, you play with six defensemen for the most part, and five of those D had casts on their hand. But they could still play. You know, they could still play. But it was just a bad timing for some of these injuries, and as usual, the West Division is, you know, it's just so good, and you know, so it definitely gave us a pretty good challenge. And again, for me personally, it's been humbling that 19 years I haven't been through. I'll end with the worst record that I've been part of, and it's humbling for myself, for the players, but you know, I'm proud of them. That it would have been real easy to pack her in 6-7 weeks ago, cause all kinds of problems off the ice, and do a lot of damage to the Storm organization in the future. But for the most part, our kids, I can say over the last 20, when we knew we're in this problem, that we've had nights where we haven't played as hard as I would have liked, but there's only 5 minutes that I can look at where I thought we had a lot of guys use the keyword and just quit playing.
Bliss Littler, head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, obviously fans look ahead towards next year. This is a deal. Many of these players were moving on. They would have been replaced. They're not coming back here. This is a deal where we can get much, much improved in the next year and make another run towards the playoffs and the Cups.
Well, I'll be disappointed if we don't make a run to get back to the top of the division. That you know, if you're top of the division, then you're one of the top teams in the league. And again, we return a nice amount. And some of the kids that return, obviously with all the injuries, a kid like Troy Power has started to show that he can be a top-end player in the league. Josh Berge's gotten to play a lot of minutes, and he's shown that he can be a top-end player in the league. That we've had some of these kids that probably wouldn't have received the same amount of ice if we wouldn't have the injuries. So I guess that's the silver lining. Some players got to play more than they would have and play different roles. And so they should be better coming back next year. And our futures list is I think it's pretty good. And if you've been out there at the building, you haven't seen Coach Rudrud around at all. I think 50 of the last 60 days he's been on the road. He may be getting a little road weary, but every time I see him in the office, I give him a boot in the butt and say, hey, there are no players right here right now. Get your butt on the road and get ready for that draft. That basically him and, you know, I've had Doug probably half the time, but I've been by myself for the most part. Just, hey, we need to make sure that we have a quality draft and be as prepared for it as we can. That again, we knew at that time when we had those really just the three injuries, we knew at that time that it was going to be awful difficult. Then a week later, we had the two more. At that point, I basically told Tom, I don't need to see you in Kearney until the draft.
Bliss Littler joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You touched on it. This will be different because we're so used to seeing the Storm. You get into the playoffs. The playoffs have been varying lengths over the last 7 years. And then it's a week or two after the playoffs, and we're already into that draft, which seems like short turnaround time. I guess the only silver lining is that you'll have more time to prepare for the draft. But while the playoffs go on, have you planned what you want to do with, I guess, the bonus time that you're going to have that you really don't want, but now that you have it, what are you going to do with this time?
You know, it is, you know, you do have some time. Yes, I have a speaking thing out in L.A. on the USHL that has a camp I'll be there next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Other than that, we'll spend a lot of time in Chicago at different events that are being brought in that Tom and Doug have me scheduled to be at along with them. But you know, for the most part, it's I want to see. They'll give me a list of their top forwards, D and goalies, and I'll want to take another look at them. Where you know, bonus time, it's you know, our season will be done Saturday night sometime. The players will have our banquet Sunday. The players will get out of town on Monday. We'll have five kids that are still in high school. They'll be sticking around, but everybody else for the most part will be gone. But as long as the league's still playing, You know, you want to move on and look towards next year, but until everybody's done playing, I think that bad taste is still in your mouth. I think it's kind of like you're at a nice restaurant and having a good steak, but you just got in a fight with your girlfriend, and that steak still doesn't taste very good. So the bonus time, it's not the quality time. You think of that when you get done, the quality days after you win a playoff series. How well you feel that feeling, the quality of your day is a heck of a lot better than having a day when you're not making the playoffs. That it may be 80 and sunshine in Kearney, Nebraska, but I'll tell you with the coaching staff, it's a little dreary right now.
Any chance, Richie? Any word?
Can I announce this? It's been announced, hasn't it? That he's found a beautiful Kearney woman that is that's agreed to marry him.
Oh no!
So if I don't know if I think that was public. If not, sorry, Patty. So we expect Richie back in the country at some point. He likes to joke right now that the U.S. government at customs, they think he's buddies with Bin Laden. They just don't want to let him in. So, but I think after you get married, I think they let you back in the country. But I'm a hockey coach.
Wait a minute, real seriously, is it all worth it? I mean, come on.
They're best friends, and I think it's a great thing. And again, if I can say congratulations to both of them, that's awesome. Hey,
magical things always happen there.
Yes. They happen on the Doug and Daddy show, and I'm a little bit taken back right now because I happen to know both of them.
Exactly. Well,
you know, we haven't touched on something. I told you a few years ago that every year we're going to start having players that play in the National Hockey League. And I don't know if the release is that a release on Jack?
No. Haven't seen anything lately.
Okay, we had it last night. My old trainer, Mike Muir, who's working for the LA Kings with Manchester in the American Hockey League. He gave me a call and said, hey, flip over to the Islanders-Rangers game. I flip it over, and first thing I see is Kyle Okposo, our player of the year a couple years ago, and playing for the Islanders. And next thing you know, they're saying, and also making his, we're making his NHL debut tonight, Jack Hillen.
Cool.
So another Storm player that, making their NHL debut last night, and it is exciting to see Jack. That he was our first round pick. When I got here, he's the first player that I remember taking that first draft. And again, Jack, he's probably the best skater, the smoothest, the prettiest kid. He got it done, made everything look simple. And you start looking at some of these guys, Billy Thomas made things look real easy. And I'll say Scott Wagner, he was working out there, but Jack makes things look awful easy, and it's again pretty fired up that we've had a third, and I'm hoping that we see Ryan Dingle. I hope that he gets a call up right before the end of the year, and you're hoping he's going to get a shot also this year, but if not, he'll get one next year.
The last 5 minutes of this segment is just I'm swimming here. I'm swimming. I'm swimming.
It's been wonderful.
All kinds of good news.
It's reminiscent of sliding down the rope in gym class for me. It's that wonderful.
Well, the 1 millionth fan will also feel that way tonight at the Tri-City Storm. Check it out. As we go to break, we're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets if you haven't won already this week. So stand by your phone. We're about ready to do that. But first, Bliss, we want to say, as always, thanks for the time. We look forward to catching up with you. Hopefully, again, we can come up for the draft this year, and we always have a great time doing the draft.
Well, I'm sure I'll stop in before that if you guys don't want to kick me out. But if not, we'll hopefully we can do the draft and have you guys take part. And Daddy, you got to pick it up a little bit.
I know.
This finishing fifth in the division, not being in the playoffs, hey, be a team guy.
I'm just hoping I can pick a player that makes a team. Pick him over, too, on that.
Bliss Littler, head coach, general manager, Tiger Woods or the field in the Masters next week?
Tiger Woods.
We will take a break. Daddy, you have the trivia question. See you, Bliss. You have the trivia question for Tri-City Storm Hockey Family 4-Pack of Tickets, 1-888-455-ESPN.
This left winger in the NHL broke the scoring record last night for left wingers. Who is that player in the NHL?
You even know the term left winger. Congratulations. Yeah. Call now, 1-888-455-ESPN. You could be the 1 millionth fan.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Live racing at Bonner Park continues with post time 3 p.m. Friday, 1:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Saturday after the races, it's country star Aaron Tippin with special guest Ricochet. Live in concert at the Heartland Events Center. Reserve seat tickets available at Bonner's General Office or Ticketmaster. Watch the Pepsi Stakes Saturday at Bonner Park, Grand Island.
You can run, you can walk, you can crawl if you want to. Just make sure you're there. It's time for the annual UNK Fun 5K, taking place Saturday, April 19th at 9 a.m. This event is free to all UNK students if they sign up before April 11th, and only $10 after the 11th. Community members can enter the race for $15 on or before the 11th, and only $20 after. Participants will receive a t-shirt with their registration, and proceeds go to the Student Scholarship Fund. For an entry form, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's Crossroads Ford's month-end special. 2008 Ford Escape 4x4 XLT, well-equipped, low miles, stock number 70848F, $19,900. 2008 Ford Taurus SEL, four-door, sunroof, leather, low miles, stock number 70959F, $17,900. A 2007 Mercury Mountaineer 4x4 luxury trim, sunroof, leather, third seat, stock number 70966F, $22,900. Special prices end March 31st, 2008. Hurry in today. That's Crossroads Ford. Arnie.
This week, the Final Four begins in San Antonio. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join me, Bill Raftery, and John Thompson for all the excitement of the Final Four. Will North Carolina claim its second title under Roy Williams? Can Kansas win its first national title since 1988? Is this the year for Memphis? Or will Ben Howland finally break through in his third straight trip with UCLA? There's only one way to find out. If it's the Final Four, it's right here.
Catch all the action Saturday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Some patchy fog is possible yet early today in spots. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine to develop with highs in the lower 60s. West winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies, a low near 34 with a light southwest wind, up to 70 for a high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Paul Merkowitz going to join us to talk a little Hastings College football in just a moment. Also coming up in the second half of the show, UNK baseball coach Damon Day going to join us on, if it doesn't get too windy, it's going to be a nice day, nice weekend. It's supposed to be real windy tomorrow, warm. Going to Fauner Park tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. I finally get a chance to get over there. I heard the crowds have been great. I'm looking forward to get to Fauner Park tomorrow. Fauner Park. But if you can't get to Fauner Park, there's a lot of things you can do outside. By the way, today, Kearney High golf invite going on at Meadowlark, Kearney High track invite going on. So if you're looking to sneak out of the office and, you know, I want to sneak out, but I got to have an excuse, well, that's your excuse. Go check out some track.
Well, we got track tomorrow at Grand Island as well. So I think tomorrow at Grand Island is track meet as well.
UNK baseball home this weekend, UNK softball home this weekend, Hastings baseball home tomorrow, Hastings softball home tomorrow, Husker baseball home all weekend. There's no excuses.
Before you go, after you go,
no excuses.
Troutman's is where it's at. Pick up your meat, all your grilling needs. It's going to be a nice weekend. Enjoy USDA Choice Certified Angus Steaks. Aged for peak tenderness and flavor. Try a ham steak on the grill. New sausages, just trying something different over at Troutman's. Cherry bratwurst, jalapeno and cherry bratwurst. Interesting? They are very, very good.
Did you say interesting?
Interesting. Still had a great selection of all the regular sausage and snack sticks, ham and cheddar broths, state fair broths, all beef broths, new selections of wines arriving daily, beer and wine. Check it out today. Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore under T-Bone, the big steer on the sign out front. Get there today. All your grilling needs will be taken care of. Talk to Carrie and the gang.
Troutman's the sponsor of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Daddy, I think this would be a good idea. In just a moment, we're going to give away a set of four tickets to Nebraska baseball. So be sitting by your phone if you want to go to Lincoln and catch out Nebraska baseball tonight. We'll give you a chance to do that if you're heading anyway. We've got a family four-pack of tickets to that coming up. But right now, it's spring football. We've talked Huskers. We've talked Lopers getting underway this week. Hastings College, and we are pleased to once again welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
How's things going in Hastings outside of football?
Well, I want to talk about Troutman's. Let's keep going. I mean, I was about ready to hang up on you guys and go get some bratwurst.
Well, we will make sure an order is headed your way, but don't let the players get to it because it won't last long, buddy. Paul, interestingly enough, just kind of getting some background from the folks at Hastings College and checking out some of the stories in the Trib. You've decided to change your spring a little bit this year because of what happened last year. You're really scaling back the contact to try and avoid injuries. And, boy, that's such a catch-22 situation. Kind of tell us a little bit about how you're approaching spring with that philosophy.
Well, I think, first of all, I think the thing that was important, this is the first spring now in 3 years where we haven't made major changes. 2 years ago, we drastically changed our defensive scheme, and so we just felt that we had to, you know, like you said, it's kind of a catch-22. You know, do you want to get things done and do it at a pretty quick pace? We needed to do that defensively. Last year, we brought in a brand-new quarterback. You know, to just go out there and go through things about three-quarter speed wasn't going to get him prepared. You know, this year, we're making things a little bit more complex, so it's even a little bit easier to maybe slow some things down. We're still competing, you know, especially when we're passing the football. We're in a lot of 7-on-7 to end each practice, and we're competing, but it's allowing us to stay away from a lot of the physical stuff. And it's just, you know, after last year with the people that we got injured, and believe it or not, we've done it this way for 10 years and never really got anybody injured, but it really forced us to take a hard look at what we were doing. It's just not worth it, in my mind, to get a guy who has to have a major surgery in the off season and not prepared for when we report on the 12th of August.
Paul, for you guys to improve on your 6-5 season, what aspect of the game will have to dramatically improve?
Well, I don't know if anything really needs to be to dramatically improve because we really feel that we were very close in most of the games that we dropped. So it's just a matter of getting guys in some different positions. Again, the spring for us is more about reassigning roles. I mean, it's the first time our guys have been out on the field without the seniors, just like every other program in the country that has spring practice. And so, you know, that's the thing. First of all, you know, we brought in two offensive linemen that we really felt that we needed, and we're trying to get them prepared and schooled up. And we brought in a transfer, a wide receiver that's done some very, very nice things for us already. So I think we've gotten better at some positions. We do have some transfers that will be coming in the fall on the defensive side of the ball, one at linebacker and two in the defensive line. So it's just a matter of you know, getting our younger players a little bit more repetition so they can replace those older players and then get those transfers in here and get them prepared.
Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Coach, we talk about what you want to get accomplished in spring and get ready for the fall, and a lot of coaches use the word acclimation and get you ready to go. What are any of the new things that you're trying to implement this spring that may have been different from the past besides what we've already talked about?
Well, like I said, defensively, we've tried to do some different things and look at some different coverages and look at some different pressures. You know, obviously, we're always trying to get better from that standpoint. And like I said, you know, it's really given us an opportunity offensively to really focus on the passing game and just not the play-action pass game, but more of our five-step scheme and our three-step scheme and spending some more time in the shotgun and moving the quarterback around. And so, you know, again, it's so exciting to get an opportunity to start doing some different things where we're not starting over this spring like we've done in the past. And so, you know, we've got all of our, essentially all of our, what I would call our old offense in three practices because our guys pretty much know that. And now we're just adding and tweaking some things and just trying to get our guys in the best position to make plays.
Coach, I guess we've already heard you say wide receiver. We've heard shotgun formation. We've heard you moving him out of the pocket. Is stretching the field and going downfield, throwing the football something that will be emphasized as well?
Well, it always has been here. I think when you talk to people that at least when I read things and listen to opposing coaches, I think people say that, you know, we need to play Hastings and look at their offense. We need to stop the run and the deep pass. And so it's been a little bit of both. And like I said, getting the ball down the field without doing it in the play action pass has probably been a little bit different of a way that we've been trying to do some things. And obviously having Dayton back for another year, you know, his ability to throw the ball down the field and be very efficient with it is something that we think that we can use to continue to get us past that 6-5.
And just kind of following up on that, Coach, I guess basically what we're looking at here is execution. With more experience and hopefully a year better, you're just looking for better execution.
Absolutely. And you know, like we said, you know, we started the season at 4-0, and when we were at 4-0, we were able to expand and you're able to add and be able to do those things. And when you're during the season, it makes it very difficult because you're trying to, one, stay healthy, and two, add things as you see fit. But sometimes you have to take steps back. Where with this group of guys, you know, I forgot really, to be honest with you, how good Maurice Mansfield was at wide receiver because he didn't play the last 8 games of the season. And to have him out here in the spring and just to be able to do things with him, and then the addition of David Shohan out at wide receiver who transferred in from UNO. You know, we've got two guys on the outside that can really go up and get the football and have enough speed to get down there as well.
Coach, I remember you bringing in those transfer kids up there on the line. Have you been able to feed them?
Yeah. They've done a pretty good job. It's an interesting dynamic because they share a dorm room, and our dorm rooms are no bigger than anybody else's dorm rooms. So you got 600 pounds worth of offensive lineman in a room, but I think they're doing pretty good, and the guys are getting pretty acclimated.
Well, Coach, best of luck. Keep everybody healthy this spring, and we'll catch up with you at the end of fall, or at the end of spring practice.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody does things just a little bit different. I think it's a different approach what Hastings is doing this spring, and if it works, that's great. You don't want to go in all banged up, and it's tough to get both things done. Get done what you want to do, hitting in X's and O's, and still getting out of there healthy.
I think it's perfect. I didn't want to be hitting anyway.
Well, with a oh boy, yeah, I know you should have been a water boy. With the weather getting nice today, it's go time at Prairie Hills, where they give you the challenge of a great golf experience. Come out and see the new Prairie Hills today. Now open for play, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. You can walk or drive 9 or 18 holes. The clubhouse stocked with refreshments to get you on your way, and you can check out their membership options and opportunities by going to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo, and you'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without cards. Check it out today. And if you still don't like the wind, you can play the simulator inside, but they are ready for you to check out the new experience, the new attitude, and you'll want to be out there every week. Curtis and Nick, see the new owners and feel the new clubhouse experience. Check out the new course at Prairie Hills. They want to see you today for a great golf experience. Check them out. Call for a tee time anytime. They're there all day long at Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Well, Douglas, right now, if you're headed to Lincoln to the baseball games this weekend, how about having 4 seats? We know you can get in, sit on the berms anytime you want. How about having 4 seats sponsored by Broadfoot Sand and Gravel? What do you want to do? We have a trivia question? How do you want to do this?
Well, I thought you were ready to go, as usual. No, though. You're not ready? You're not even close to ready?
Not even close.
You have no idea?
No.
Unbelievable. See, that's why I didn't do anything, because you said you were ready to give away those tickets.
Well, I'm ready to give them away.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I just don't have a trivia question.
Really?
But we want you to use them. If you're headed to Lincoln,
I've got the trivia question. Johnny Dorn is starting tonight. What is his record this year? What is Johnny Dorn's pitching record so far this year? And if you know that, then you're going to see Johnny Dorn pitch tonight as the Huskers take on Texas Tech. 1-888-455-ESPN. Tickets courtesy of Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. Back after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs. sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Baseball is celebrating a big birthday this summer, the 100th anniversary of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. To celebrate, Baby Ruth is holding the Take Me Out to the Ball Game video contest. The winner gets to lead the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the 2008 MLB All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium. So enter your video at MLB.com/Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth from Nestle. Savor the good stuff. No purchase necessary. Contest ends. Entries must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:26:08. Void where prohibited. For official rules and to enter, visit MLB.com/Baby Ruth.
Doug and Daddy's Prairie Hills Golf Course, poll in one on the front page of ESPNSuperstation.com, is not a political poll.
Somebody floats a rumor and it causes you to ask a question.
You can phone a friend to see if they can help you out.
I guess I would go with the, he's not going to get an ovation from Hillary Clinton on that one.
No, it's not a political poll. It's about other stuff. Check in every day for the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course, poll in one, front page of ESPNSuperstation.com.
I agree with Madden.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Again in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Inch. He can't get it. It's over his head, and one hopping the wall. It is a two-base hit and an RBI for Philly. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Some patchy fog is possible yet early today in spots. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine to develop with highs in the lower 60s. West winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies, a low near 34 with a light southwest wind, up to 70 for a high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming back out of a break where we just gave away four Nebraska baseball tickets to Texas Tech tonight. Johnny Doran's record, 3-0 so far on the season with an ERA under 3. 3-0 on the season. And the winner was?
Ben from Kearney.
He knew. He knew Johnny Doran's pitching tonight and his 3-0 record. Going to face Texas Tech tonight.
Let's go to the email, the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining, whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop it and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. This one comes from Fast Willie, who says, I think the song that should be played right after peanut butter jelly time should be Don't Stop Believin'.
Very interesting. Obviously, that became the Chicago White Sox motto.
So that's why that's just a stupid suggestion.
A freaking journey.
Fast Willie.
But they carried it.
Thanks for the
way all the way to the World Series.
And at this time, we go to the phone lines.
No.
We don't
go to the
phone lines.
They were trying to get in and win the Nebraska tickets, and they're already out the door.
That's excellent. Before we get out of here, we're going to give away a set of Tri-City Storm tickets to tomorrow night's game. But right now, in my hand, I hold the up-to-date, current, to-the-moment Major League Baseball standings. There is only one team this early in the season that is unbeaten. Can you believe that? Only one team are Kansas City Royals, which means they are a half game ahead of the Cleveland Indians. And we welcome in Damon Day, head coach of the UNK baseball team. Could that be the most shocking thing that's happened and will happen in baseball all year long?
I think it's more frustrating because they'll go 59 and 100 the rest of the way.
The identity of H-Man from Riverdale has now been revealed. Damon's got that to look forward to. Damon comes in studio a little under the weather today, buddy. Sorry about that. Thanks for joining us live. I mean, instead of taking that extra half-hour nappy.
Oh, no. I'm back at it. It's game day. It's game day. Got to be ready to roll.
Ninth-ranked Metro comes in tonight, and just talking with a couple of players this week, it's head-scratching time because you guys went out and took a couple from them at the start of the year, and all of a sudden they've 19-1 in conference, 27-5 overall. Definitely the surprise of the RMAC so far.
Yeah, definitely. They've done probably Pierce has done a phenomenal job with that program. This is just his second season, and they have a great group of seniors there, led by Jake Palmer and Reese Gorman, two of probably the better ball players in the RMAC this year. And those guys have really put them on Metro on their back, and they've gotten some quality pitching that has kept their offense a chance to go out and win ball games. And so they're a great opponent. We're going to have to play at a very, very high level to be successful against those guys. And you know, that's what I. You can take preseason prognosticate. That's it.
And there's other words that rhyme with that.
You know, when you're dealing with kids, I mean, I always say is when you're dealing with kids 18 to 22, you don't ever know what's going to happen. Metro got off to a good start and has really just continued to roll with that. And, you know, they give us a big challenge tonight at our place.
Damon, you guys kind of started behind the eight ball, had some injuries, had some just basically poor pitching going on. You guys kind of righted the ship, right at 500 right now. The pitching, or do you say the getting people back and having a full lineup has been the key to your success?
You know, I think the biggest key for us has just been being able to be outside every day and practice and work on the things that we need to be successful. Being on the road for our first 18 games of the year, we played Colorado School of the Mines without having a practice outside yet. And so, you know, if you look back over our tenure here, we've always done a pretty good job of playing baseball in April, and I don't expect anything different with this team. But our pitching staff has really started to really settle down and give us a chance for our offense to go out there and win. And in the RMAC, it's not so much what your pitchers are going to go out there and do as much as what they can do just to give your offense a chance. In a league that's so offensive as ours is, pitchers, unfortunately, they don't necessarily have to go out and win games. They just got to give you a chance to win. And so Ryan Sheldon, who's going to go tonight for us, has done a great job of being an ace for us. Did a phenomenal job against Mesa State last weekend out at their place, giving them their first loss of the season on their home field. And you know, he's done a very nice job of sliding into that role for us and giving us a great chance every Friday night to win.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. First pitch tonight, scheduled for 6 o'clock against Metro. The doubleheader tomorrow at 1, and then the final game of the series Sunday at noon. Just again, Metro was 17-35 last year, and they are currently 27-5. Talking about your offense, your first baseman's kind of stepped up here the last couple of weeks. His name's been on about every press release.
Yeah, Joe Novacek's done a great job for us. Nate Swear's been out with a broken hand, and he's been our leading hitter he's been our leading hitter all season long. And he's an injury guy that really, his injuries hurt us. He's only back probably about 50-60%, but he's such a good hitter that we got to have him in there. And Joe's done a great job of kind of keeping us that middle of the order still potent with Nate being out. And so Joe's really stepped up, a senior for us, and has done a great, great job of just staying within himself and not trying to put too much pressure upon himself. And really offensively, we've done a pretty nice job here over the last 5 or 6 games of executing in certain situations to be successful.
Damon, how important is it to have some stability in the lineup come this time of year and get people in a routine?
It's huge. It's huge. When you have one or two guys out of a lineup, it really kind of causes a lot of problems up and down the lineup when you got a five-hole hitter who has to bat cleanup now, and maybe your five-hole hitter has to move up to bat in the three spot. And so, you know, we got hit for the first time in my coaching career here at UNK. We got hit by the injury bug this year pretty bad on some pretty freak stuff. Tyler Keeble's still playing with a fractured nose, broke his nose in 7 places earlier in the year, got hit with a fastball in the nose. Travis Lindhorst was our starting left fielder, 58 stitches in his chin after he ran into the wall at Regis, and then Nate Swear broke his hand. Joe Gonzalez tore his hamstring, and so we've got a litany of reasons on why we haven't been as successful as we had hoped. But I'm very, very proud of our guys. If you look at the RMAC this year, there's some teams that have had pretty good success over the years. New Mexico Highlands, Colorado State, Pueblo, who are in that 3-15, 5-15 range. And we've been able to gut through and be 10-10. I'm pretty proud of where our kids are at for battling the way that they have and being 10-10. And so, you know, we're going to get better and play better baseball in April and give us a chance to win that Plains division.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox here from Louie the Loper, who wants to know how those new irons are working out.
The golf game has struggled. The golf game has not been quite where I would like it to be. I haven't had much time to practice lately, but definitely looking forward to getting out there and using the new irons.
How's the wife?
The wife is doing great, doing great. We're 4 weeks away from the little man making his arrival. I think it's going to be sooner. She's doing great. Every mom and baby are healthy right now, so we're excited to be first-time parents.
Do we have a name picked out yet?
Yes, Cody John, named after Cody Lucero and a player of mine, one of my closest friends, John Munch. He played for me at Dana College. He's from Crown Point, Indiana. So we're going with the man with two first names, Cody John.
CJ. Yeah. It's already there. Cody, before we let you get out of here, Coach, you kind of talked about where you're at. Where do you still have to go now? Besides this weekend, let's talk about now that you get focused for the last third of the season here.
Our whole goal is to catch Regis. Regis is in the leads in the Plains Division. They're 2.5 games up on us. Our goal all year long has been to win the Plains Division, and that's what we're staying focused on, pitch by pitch, game by game, at bat by at bat, is just catching Regis, and we'll see what happens with the regional rankings as they start to come out and do some things. But really, it's to make it to that tournament and do good things like we did last year. But we'd rather go in as a 2-seed than a 4-seed or a 5-seed type of thing. And so our whole focus right now is catching Regis and doing what we need to do to be successful in the Plains Division.
Coach, give us game times for this weekend.
6, 1 on Saturday, and noon on Sunday. 6 tonight.
Now pitching for the Cleveland Indians, left-hander C.J. Day.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, best of luck this weekend.
Thanks guys. I appreciate it.
Damon Day, head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We've got one more order of business as we go into our final break. Want to give away a family four-pack of tickets. These are reserved tickets to tomorrow night's season finale for the Tri-City Storm. So you catch the doubleheader of baseball, then you go sit inside and you check out some Tri-City Storm hockey to wrap things up. And I just want to give these away to someone that hasn't won any tickets yet this week. Caller number 5. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Caller 5, tickets to Saturday night's Tri-City Storm season finale. Back after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Danny Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. Contact us today for a free estimate. You won't believe our competitive prices. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial Associate, visit Paul Mueller in Kearney or Deb Christensen in Holdridge, or look them up online at thrivent.com.
Guys, if you're big and tall, you know how hard it is to find clothes that fit and look good. Well, your search is over. Go Look This News is for you. The men's store inside JCPenney has everything you need to look your best.
Like big and tall sports shirts, knit tops and shorts, all 40% off, plus all the great brands you know and trust. Izod, Van Heusen, Dockers, Hager, St. John's Bay, all in big and tall sizes.
Stop looking. Start looking good. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
That's Sam Hornish Jr. driving the number 77 Dodge. At over 198 miles per hour, his engine requires the outstanding protection of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. But even seemingly normal driving can be brutal on an engine too. You drive through the intense heat of summer, the brutal cold of winter, and in stop-and-go traffic. That's why from the road to the racetrack, nothing outperforms Mobil 1 technology, the official motor oil of NASCAR and the choice of over half of all NASCAR teams. So put some NASCAR in your car with the 1, Mobil 1.
It's the weekend, folks. You're looking outside, you're looking at your yard, you're looking at your lawn, you're going, What am I going to do about this?
Well, you're going to need to call Kerbit.net to figure that out.
Or log on. I've never called a net.
No, you can log on and get their phone number. Otherwise, I can give you the phone number, 308-237-4805. Give Matt and the gang a call today. Talk about stamp curbing. If you don't know what stamp curbing is, it's a form of edging. Give your curbing a unique touch of elegance.
I really did.
With one of our stamping packages. Several to choose from. They offer over 40 colors that are digitally weighed to your specifications. Guarantee the consistent pour every time.
I tried to stamp my lawn the other day, and at 40 cents a stamp, that's a lot of damn stamps.
Flower or garden beds, tree edging or circles, pathways, path markers, playground sandboxes, doesn't matter, water runoff control or drainage, ponds or pools, call Matt and the gang at Kerbit Inc. today, 237-4805, today if you're in the Kearney area, or 402-234-5064 in the Omaha area. Kerbit Inc. is where it's at.
I want to thank all the folks listening on the web today at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed any of our interviews today with Bliss Littler of the Storm, Paul Merkowitz of Hastings College, or Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, or some of the folks earlier in the week, Kevin Kugler from Westwood One discussing the Final Four, Larry Hayes, Texas Tech baseball coach, Scott Steinbrook talking about the number one soccer team in the state of Nebraska in Kearney High. They're home tomorrow, by the way, for a double duel. Just go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot of activities going on this weekend, folks. Hope you enjoy it. We did give away our final four-pack of tickets to tomorrow's Storm hockey game, and the winner, Derek, was
Jim from Kearney.
Congratulations, Jim. We want to thank you for joining us Monday. Special guest to talk NCAA tournament basketball, and we'll see who's in the lead of the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge going into the championship. I'm taking North Carolina to play Memphis.
I'm taking Memphis, I believe, to play KU. Check out the Doug and Daddy blog. It's all on there, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.